It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, everybody. We are presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it is proudly brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you have any thoughts about an individual game for the Penn State Nittany Lions and tying an RV to that weekend, go see GoPSURV.com. Check them out. They have everything you need for an outstanding weekend of college football.
And keep listening, because I'm going to be there one of these weekends.
One of these weekends.
This season. I'll let you know in advance which one it is, but I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. To me, it's a no-brainer. Way, way, way better than getting a hotel room.
And parking and traffic.
For so many different reasons.
You can arrive on Friday,
I'm really into tailgating rather than a hotel room. And I'm really into shuttles and people dropping me off and chauffeuring me around. So I can get used to GoPSURV.
I think we should get you up there for about 48 hours. We can have a Keystone Sports Network telethon.
Yes.
You can just be up there, maybe in a baby pool if it's warm, hanging out, having a couple daddy sodas, meeting and greeting people.
Glorious. Now you're talking, Bob. Now you're talking.
All right, we're going to talk about 2019 recruiting class, and Ross is going to break down the latest addition, the ninth member of the 2019 Penn State class. We're going to talk about one that might have gotten away, but maybe it didn't get away. That would be Cameron Kelly. And we'll talk a little bit more about the 19 recruiting class, but let's start with your analysis of Penn State's latest verbal declaration commitment. That would be Hakeem Beamon, 6'3.5", 254-pound, 4-star defensive end, defensive lineman from Lloyd C. Byrd High School in Chesterfield, Virginia. Number 17 nationally in his position and top 250 overall in the country.
It's funny. I think when James Franklin was talking about dominating the state, I didn't know he meant Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because that's the state that they've been dominating. Again, you know, they get maybe the best D lineman down there. They definitely got the best linebacker in Virginia.
They definitely got
the best running back. You know, and that speaks, we've talked about this before, but if you're getting the best kid in Virginia, Virginia Tech's the only other program in the original 13 colonies or whatever in the Northeast that even has a top 25 program. Yeah. Year in and year out. I mean, you know, Maryland and Rutgers and Boston College, they're not at that level.
University of Virginia.
I was going to say, I think that the fall of Virginia, was it Bronco Mendenhall? Is he still there? They thought he was going to build that program. I think the descent of Virginia is helping Penn State, because I that's one less attractive school for these really good kids to think about.
Yeah, we'll get to the Cameron Kelly stuff, but that it really is interesting how much Penn State's dominated Virginia, and you'd think if they can get Virginia kids, they should be able to get the Maryland, the Jersey, and obviously the Pennsylvania kids that they want, although maybe they don't. You know, Andre White's committed to Texas A&M right now, so we shall see. Hakeem Beamon, excellent, excellent first-step quickness and explosion. He changes direction and moves laterally really well. So he looks the part as a D lineman, getting up the field, causing havoc. You know, he was throwing some club moves and rips to get up the field. Like, I mean, he was messing with the offenses, and they lined him up at a bunch of different positions. I thought the most impressive aspect of him was how polished he already was as a run defender.
Yep.
You know, so as a run defender, what you want to do is you want to get your hands inside of the offensive lineman. You want to get him off of your body. So you want to extend, lock him out. As an offensive lineman, I used to try to pull him in closer to me, get more of my body surface on them, have them closer so they couldn't get off to make the tackle. As a defender, you want the space. You want to be locked out so as the ball carrier comes, you can disengage and make the play. And that's what Beamon does really well. He is you don't see very many D linemen in high school knowing how to do that. Get into an offensive lineman, press him out, extend, toss him, make the play. He does that extremely well. So my questions about him were, How big is he listed at? Like 250?
6'3.5", 254.
Okay, so he will end up being a D tackle then.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah, I think because I had seen him listed as a D end, and maybe as a freshman, he could be like a strong side D end.
Right.
But that just doesn't seem to be the way the sport's going now. Like if you're 255 as a junior in high school,
you're going
to
be 265.
You got to think he'll be 265, 270 next year, and then eventually be more than that. So I think he'll end up being a penetrating Kevin Givens type of D tackle. Just he'll end up being bigger than that.
Right.
And maybe an Anthony Zettel type, you know, bigger than that, more explosive. So those are my questions, were his size and his position. I knew he was a really good player. I just wasn't exactly sure how big he was or what position they would put him in, but he is a nice, nice player. And this is a decommit. He was a North Carolina commit.
Correct.
Back in March. So I think he committed to North Carolina, started getting offers, got excited, committed, and then more and more teams came in and were like, no, dude, like, you what about us?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about us? And so now he's going to Penn State. It's a good get. He's the first D lineman?
He is the first D lineman in this class.
Yep. And they needed that. You always need that. So
yeah,
I thought he was pretty good.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check him out, GoPSURV.com. When I watched Beam's tape, I thought he was a D-tackle more than a DN, but what you talked about, Ross, the way he uses his arms and hands, I mean, these were not small Virginia offensive linemen, and he... More often than not, now it's a highlight tape, but he made them look like they were eating their own helmets. Like he's shoving them.
Yeah.
He's shoving them around.
I like
around
that expression.
And, yeah. Like
Andy, I'm helmets, definitely going to steal that.
Their helmets were like going
jerking
backwards.
Back.
Yes.
Neck snapping
and
back.
I'm like, okay, is that just pure strength? But if you watched it, it's technique. That is something that is.
He's a nice player.
Yeah. He's a nice player. So let's talk a little bit more. We got a few minutes left about the 19 class now. It's up to 9. The hot streak has them at 6 in 16 days, 5 in a 5-day stretch. Just as the class sits now, there's 4 D-backs, a dual-threat quarterback. Beeman's the first D-lineman. They have 1 offensive lineman, 1 pure athlete, a linebacker, and they have a 5-star.
Who's your pure athlete?
I have it right here. Hold on. I have it right here.
You going with Marquise Wilson for that or
yes,
Rudolph?
Marquise Wilson.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yes.
When I hear pure, like I just didn't know because he's a DB. You can say he's a pure athlete, but he's going to play DB for them. What else do you think he could play? Receiver?
I think he could.
I don't think they recruited him as that. So my point is that means really 5 DBs, right?
To a degree, and that would explain sort of why Cameron Kelly.
It's at least 4.75 DBs in my book.
Okay,
I'll give you 0.25 chance that Marquise Wilson plays wide receiver.
Thank you,
but I'm saying 0.75, which makes me wonder, as it relates to Cameron Kelly, right?
He went to Virginia Tech, by the way.
Yeah, he committed to Virginia Tech Thursday morning. So my question is, for so long, there was. Everything you read was, he's a lock.
Right.
He's a slam dunk. He's coming to Penn State. All of the crystal balls are for him. Until the last couple of days, it changed a little bit. So I wonder if Penn State kind of gave him the Heisman a little bit. That happens sometimes.
Good one.
You know, I wonder if Penn State was like, hey, Cameron, we're full at the end now. We love you, but we don't need you anymore. Either that, or maybe he just looked at it and was like, they got 5 DBs.
Right.
You know, they got 5 DBs already. I don't want to go up there and be the 6th DB.
And they're recruiting Lewis Sine really hard, the D-back from Texas.
Right.
He's in on an official visit this weekend. He originally is from New England.
You know what's funny, too, about Cameron Kelly is I thought, you know, when I was watching him on video, I thought he was going to commit because everything I read was
committing.
So I did the work ahead of time. Because I'm always prepared. My boss, always prepared. Jim Galante's over there. He's usually better than you, by the way, at hosting when he fills in for you. But that's for another story. Come on, Andy, shoot something back at me.
No, I'm
that
good.
Was meant to.
Well, he had just given you a tremendous compliment about he was going to borrow that phrase.
Yes,
he's gotta eating their helmet. Got to balance the water.
See, the thing
was, I don't want your ego getting too big.
If you just said Dustin's a better host than you when he sits in for you, that's different. But when you say the boss sits in,
yeah, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
I mean, no, he's not. He stinks.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's I'm better point. Than the boss.
That's a guy with a military background.
There he
right
goes,
there.
Balancing it out again.
Chain of command matters.
Yes, chain of command matters. So here's what I wrote down for Cameron Kelly, okay? Versatile. On his video, he played quarterback, wide receiver, running back, safety, cornerback. I mean, you really had to circle him to know what position he was at. So he's versatile. Everything he did, he looked smooth, effortless. You know, you could tell it kind of came easy for him. He's a glider when he has the ball in his hands. Really, both sides of the ball. Definitely had natural instincts. And I wrote down exceptional ball skills. He had a bunch of interceptions and stuff. But you know how when I write down my notes, I have a question mark on something that I wasn't quite sure about? For Cameron Kelly, I wrote down speed, question mark, size, question mark, physicality, question mark, position, question mark.
That's a lot of questions.
Right? Like, I wasn't really sure about his size. They say 6'1", 190. I don't know. I wasn't really sure about his speed. He didn't look like he was moving that fast out there. There wasn't video. His video is like 21 minutes long. PSA, your video should never be more than 4 minutes. Just make it your best 4 minutes. Yeah. It was 21 minutes long.
That's too long.
But I didn't see the physicality. I didn't see. You know how we always say he checks every box? He didn't really check the speed box. He didn't really check the size box. He didn't really check the physical box. He checked the instincts, the ball skills, the natural box. And then I wasn't sure what position he'd play. You know, I mean, he's not an offensive player.
Right.
He looks like a safety to me. I think he'll end up playing safety. He's going to Virginia Tech. I think that's probably a good spot for him. But I'm just wondering whether or not Penn State really wanted him. I think either Penn State told him no, or he looked at it and was like, I'm not committing somewhere where they already have five DBs.
Four and three quarters, sorry. Five DBs. Let me ask you 1 minute before we get out. As we're looking at this cycle and what Penn State needs to go, we're looking at the offensive line and defensive line. They have one each. In your opinion, what's a good number for an offensive line in a cycle? I had an former FBS offensive line coach tell me it's 3 to 4 and you hope within 24 months two are contributing. But what are you looking for in each cycle on an offensive line?
I think you should be able to get by with 3, and I'd rather take another D lineman that maybe even I'd rather take 3 O linemen and a guy like Robert Windsor, where it's like, okay, I thought Windsor might move to O line during his time at Penn State. He's a darn good nose guard. You know, and right. he'll get a shot in the league. He's a good player. So I think taking guys like Windsor, you get value out of it. Because worst case scenario for Windsor, they could have moved to offensive line. I think he'd be really good at it.
All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Thanks, Ross.
My pleasure.
All right, stick with us. Coming up, they are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com, is coming up next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.